In Parsha Shemini, the Torah gives us the signs of kosher animals and birds and fish and how to distinguish between the kosher and the non-kosher species. The pasuk says, in order for an animal to be deemed kosher, it needs to display two distinct characteristics, mafrise parsa, split hoofs, and malagera, it chews its cud. And the Torah singles out three animals that are very similar in that they contain only one kosher simen, malagera. In pasuk Dalet, the Torah says, es hagomel, the camel, ki malagera hu, even though it chews its cud, the parsa nenu mafris, since it doesn't have split hoofs, toma hilachem. It's not kosher to eat. Next pasuk, Vesa Shofen, the rabbit, Kimala Geruhu, it chews its cud, a parsalo yafris, tomohilachem. Its hoof is not split, it's not kosher. Pasig Vav, Vesa Neves, the hare, Kimala Geruhu, a parsalo yafrisa, tomehulachem. Again, it's malagera, but it's not mafris parsa, it's tome. These three psukim look pretty uniform, but if we examine them more closely, we find something very bizarre. Grammatically, it changes from present tense to past tense to future tense. By the gomel it says, it parsa nenu mafris. It doesn't have split hoofs. Present tense. By the shofen it says, o parsa lo yafris. It will not have split hoofs. Lashon asit, future tense. By the neves, the pasuk says, o parsa lo yafrisa. Past tense. So why in three consecutive psukim does the Torah switch from present tense to future tense to past tense? What's the underlying message here? So I want to share an absolutely stunning idea. The Torah is teaching us a deep fundamental lesson in interpersonal relationships. Before we start judging a person, before we ostracize someone and render them tame, we have to know their past, their present, and their future. Before we passel someone and we say they're no good, we can't include them, we can't associate with them, before viewing someone negatively, we must know their entire history. And that is why the Torah includes past tense, present tense, and future tense. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, "V'avidon es kala adam lekafschos." Judge every person favorably. And perhaps we now have a deeper understanding of the Mishnah. "V'avidon es kala adam lekafschos." Kala adam means every person. However, in Lashon Kodesh, kala adam can also mean the entire person. V'avidon es kala adam. Don't just judge this person on this incident alone. View their entire body of work. Look at their past history and also consider their potential as well. Look at the totality of the person. And if you do that, lekafschus. If you take into account their personal history, their struggles, their unique challenges, then lekafschus. You will inevitably judge them positively. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. Stories told about this professor who entered his classroom one day and he asked the students to prepare for a surprise test. They all waited anxiously at their desks for the exam to begin. And as usual, the professor handed out the exams with the text facing down. Once he handed them all out, he asked the students to turn over the papers. And to everyone's surprise, there were no questions on the test, just a black dot in the center of the sheet of paper, a white sheet of paper and a black dot in the center. And the professor, seeing the expression on everyone's faces, he told them, I want you to write about what you see on the sheet of paper. And the students were confused, and they got started on this inexplicable task. At the end of the exam, the professor took all of the papers and started reading each one of them out loud in front of all of the students. And all of them, without exception, wrote, we see a black dot in the middle of the paper, and they tried to explain its position in the center of the sheet. After all the sheets were read, the classroom went silent, and the professor started to explain. I'm not going to grade you on this, but the reason I gave you this exam today is because I wanted to teach you a life lesson. No one wrote about the white part of the paper. 99% of the paper was white, but everyone focused on the 1%, the black dot. And that sometimes happens in our lives. We have so much white, so much positive light to observe and enjoy. But we are so busy complaining and bemoaning the dark spots, the insults, the animosity, the additional money we think we need, the luxuries we don't have, respect we feel we didn't receive, small trivial items like that, and that takes away our joy and our peace of mind. What a lesson. And perhaps this could be another pshat in the Mishnah. Vavidon is kala adam. Focus on the kol. Focus on the totality of your life. If we don't allow the dark spots in our life to pollute our minds, then it will be lekafschus. We will enjoy each one of our blessings that life brings us. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.